Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Water main break in Sleepy Hollow. Run water on tap until clear. That bulletin came from the Tarrytown Sleepy Hollow Patch in New York. Patch being the hyperlocal news websites, more than 800 of them, together attracting about 10 million visitors. Lots of eyeballs, but so far not a lot of money. Patch's parent company, AOL, reportedly poured $140 million into the venture last year, but the site's only made $20 million in revenue. Investors aren't happy. Media watchers are wondering if the promise of hyperlocal news is viable. And the people who helped launch and loved the sites are worried. Sean Roach was one of a dozen journalists hired back in 2009 when AOL first bought Patch. Sean ran the Tarrytown Sleepy Hollow Patch for 2 years. He joins us from New York. Welcome.
Thanks for having me, Robin.
And I love, I mean, first of all, we love if people are saying Sleepy Hollow, wait a minute. Yeah, it's a part of upstate New York, legend of Sleepy Hollow. It's just a beautiful area outside of Manhattan. What was your job first like when you came to Tarrytown and Sleepy Hollow? What were you supposed to do?
When I came on, I was bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, dropped into Tarrytown and Sleepy Hollow. Didn't know too much about the community, but, you know, I got caught up really quick. I came into this community, there were two monthly papers, there was no competitive web presence, there was no way for people to get the information that they needed on a daily basis. And when, you know, you start posting things about water main breaks, a fire that happened the night before, or why the stores closed because there was a robbery, people got really interested really quick, and it's information that they didn't think they wanted, maybe, or they didn't know was there, and as soon as it was available and at their fingertips, people really jumped on ship.
So some of the editors, you were the editor of the Patch site, and some editors elsewhere, they might focus just on sports, others focused on politics, but you kind of, you know, threw a wide net. How successful were you in getting people in the town to look at their Patch?
I think I was very successful. I know that I had one of the highest unique views, at least in the Hudson Valley region, for Patch sites. Part of that was, like you said, you know, just covering a wide swath of the community. I really focused on hard news and crime, and stuff that wasn't really covered. Sports was adequately covered by some of the monthly papers, but, you know, I kept tabs on that on a day-to-day basis. And so it was really just bringing all the great parts of a daily paper online, and people really jumped on that, and it showed in the response that I received, and the people that, you know, would stop me on the street and say, like, oh, you know, I read the Patch now, and it's really important that I read it every morning, or, you know,
very
like
cool
that.
And a lot of work. How much were you working?
A lot. It was a 7-day-a-week job for sure, more than 60 hours a week. In Tarrytown, Sleepy Hollow, it's kind of convenient. There's a fire alarm that goes off, like a huge whistle,
right, I know,
that the whole town can hear if something's happening. So I lived in town, and if something went off at 3 a.m, you know, I'd turn on my police scanner and figure out where the fire was. And so it wasn't by any means set hours. You would get up whenever you had to get up and report whatever was happening at any time.
Well, not only that, AOL required that, you know, the owners required that the editors, the Patch editors like yourself, connected to the local community through charities and volunteering. And you joined an ambulance corps?
Yeah. It was a requirement at first. I think it was kind of let up later on as it became unsustainable for some people to do. But I did join the local ambulance corps. It's something I do. I volunteer as an EMT in both Tarrytown and Sleepy Hollow. And it was a bit of a conflict of interest at first. You know, it's difficult to kind of separate the journalist from the EMT, but I did an adequate job.
Well, I have to say, I mean, it really warmed our hearts to see that you could be called as an ambulance volunteer. You might be called out to an emergency, but you were so devoted to keeping a firewall between your volunteering and your journalism that you would wait for someone else to drop a dime on that emergency till you could report on it.
Yeah, it was kind of ridiculous at times because I'd be helping this woman out, like maybe just rampage through town on a drunk driving spree. But I would just have to wait till the cops kind of said, guess what happened last night?
And right.
Like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was there. I was in the ambulance. Yeah. Anyway, so you're a devoted journalist. You are a devoted manager of this website. You've got people in town saying, hey, this is great. And yet, not a lot of advertising.
Yeah, that was always a difficult thing. I mean, I was kept separate from the advertising side of things, but you know, I could see from a day-to-day basis that there wasn't a lot of advertising on my site, and a lot of people would read it, but the advertising just didn't come with it. I know a few people that advertised with us, you know, people that I made friends with, And I talked to them about whether they thought they were getting their money's worth, you know, and they didn't really renew their ads. So,
why? What was the problem? I mean, people loved the site, but what was it? The recession? What, you know, what was it?
I'm not sure totally, but I think the recession had a lot to do with it. I think it also has to do with lots of local businesses are used to advertising in newspapers. And, you know, the monthly papers that are in Tarrytown and Sleepy Hollow go to every single residence, whereas maybe some of the residents weren't getting online right. looking at the patch. So I think there's a learning curve that's going on with businesses as they slowly bring their advertising online.
Well, and as the learning curve goes on and they try to figure out why there isn't more revenue from this thing that seems to be popular, patch, things start to change. You start getting handed down new mandates. There was a push from corporate, I guess you could say, to... Well, there was one initiative to cater to moms. You know, how did you react to this?
Well, it's kind of interesting to me because I've also talked to a few other people who worked at different local startups, Main Street Connect being one. And there is this kind of obsession with the mom audience for some reason. People think that because they're online news that there's just all these moms sitting around waiting to read online news. But it's not really what I found. I think a lot of people find time to read news, whether they're mothers or fathers or just people in the community. It didn't really come off as successfully as I think some people on the back end wanted it to.
At a certain point, there was another change. AOL bought the Huffington Post. Arianna Huffington was put in charge of all AOL's news sites. What was the effect of that?
The call went out almost immediately to gather bloggers, and it still goes to this day. I volunteer in the community, and I do a lot of environmental work, and I still get asked to blog for Patch, even though I'm not working there anymore. So that's one of the big things. And then aggregation was also kind of stepped up after that.
Aggregation meaning gathering things from all different patch sites and putting them on one, which takes away from some of the local flavor.
I think it does. That's my opinion. I think, you know, gathering news stories from, if I'm in Tarrytown, Sleepy Hollow, gathering news stories from Larchmont or White Plains, it just doesn't have the same flavor as, you know, a truly local site or newspaper would have.
Well, as you mentioned, you're not there anymore. You left. Mm-hmm. Partly because of burnout. It's just
partly, yeah.
Unbelievable amount of work. But you still have hope for Patch. What do you think has to happen? I mean, what is missing?
It's difficult to say. There's this balancing act going on between this really hard news approach to Patch sites and then this really friendly kind of all-inclusive community, mom's club, coffee culture. But I think just solid reporting and a lot of work is what usually is involved in making a site successful, whether it's Patch or something like the West Seattle Blog or the Oakland Local. It's just a lot of hard work, a lot of feet on the ground, and a lot of making connections.
Sean Roach, who used to run the Tarrytown Sleepy Hollow Patch, and he wrote about his experience at the Patch in the Columbia Journalism Review. Sean, thank you.
Thank you for having me, Robin.